trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heiss.
So, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charming Grissett. Thank you. We are here. Just the crew, sort of.
Yeah, you know, whatever. We got plenty to talk about.
We do. I do want to say this though. I want to say a shout out to Jasmine Lewhouse. Yesterday was June 11th. Today is June 12th. She left for the Air Force yesterday. Oh. So hey, shout out to you if you ever hear this.
Yeah.
She's making her move.
I think you may have scared her.
Moving on in life. Oh, you think that's what it was?
Yeah, I think you did. Scared her. You were talking about how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then the worse the you talk, the quieter she got.
Aww. Not the Air Force. No, yeah. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's bringing intelligence together, so she ain't living...
I have a really cool job.
Actually, like knowing all the secrets and then combining the secrets.
Yeah. But putting all the secrets together.
The pieces of the puzzle.
We're trying to guess her life already.
Yeah. It's going to be great. She's going places.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even know why anything is a secret anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, if what's true about all the Snowden stuff and everything that the NSA can, like that the...
I can't hear me now.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
So that the NSA.
Oh, here he goes. Let's turn him down.
It's a secret.
Oh, yours is way too loud.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Somehow.
But if it's true that the NSA has the all-seeing eye, that they can like tap into your phone and listen to you and tap into your TV and like watch you on cameras and stuff all the time, then why is anything a secret? Like, why did it take so long to find Osama bin Laden? We should be able to find whoever does everything anytime right now, right?
I don't really understand.
We should be able to stop crimes
either.
Before
I mean,
they start.
I think they're just trying to, stop mass hysteria. But there's already mass hysteria all the time. You know, like, people getting angry about internet service or whatever else, you know? Like,
yeah.
Without knowing
well, people need to get angry about something. Like, you can't just...
Well, they project, you know? Like, I'm going to take this abstract thing that's going on in my life and just rage out because I hate everything.
Yeah. Because I need something to hate.
Right.
I don't know. They just have hate in their heart and there's nothing to aim it at.
Yeah.
So they have to aim it at something.
Haters. Nothing but haters.
Yeah.
Bunch of haters.
I'll tell you what. Hey, so I think this weekend and next weekend we're with you, Chris. The game of pool is on your hot list here. You're going to some tournaments, right?
Yeah. Going for Vegas this time.
Going for Vegas.
This is the farthest we've been.
This is the nine balls deep.
In this tournament.
Team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've never won our way to Vegas.
So I was educated a bit this weekend. I was introduced to Rob up there at the Breakaways Lounge.
Yeah.
And he runs the APA division up here. Is that what it is? This region?
Yes.
Which stretches
and
from...
And the Pennsylvania line.
Region, right. Because that's where you go, over the border.
I go into Waynesboro.
And they're about to have a nine-ball tournament and then an eight-ball tournament.
Yep.
And these winners are going to go on to Vegas.
Yes, but I will not be in that one.
No, you're
I will
you're
be in
ball.
Baltimore. In the Maryland division, will be in Baltimore.
Ah.
So that is where the
breakaways.
That is where the confusion comes in.
Very confused.
Yes, I will be in Baltimore, but there is the regionals are happening in Pennsylvania for other players. But
what's
my team
in Baltimore, is the regionals there?
The regionals in Maryland.
For Maryland. I got you. So your team nine balls deep
is a Maryland team.
Is a Maryland team. But you
how
guys,
long have you been
you guys
on this
do
team?
Practice up there.
No, we have we have other teams up there, but those teams didn't make it to the
folks,
playoffs.
Folks, we're on the border here of Maryland and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It gets a little fuzzy.
On the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we have a Yankee team and a Confederate team, and the Confederate
blue
team
and gray.
The Confederate team is actually winning.
Boom.
So
that's crossing the line.
So Chris,
Mason-Dixon line.
You
wanna introduce? So wait. How long have you been on this team?
Which one?
I don't know.
Well, with these players?
This team is called Nine Balls Deep.
It's been
pretty good.
A very long time.
All nine of them.
Yeah. Long enough to actually have logos made and be branded.
Like 20 years?
Yeah. So, no, not 20 years. I'd say five, six.
That's a long time.
Something like that.
Right. How many times has your team been to Vegas? in 5 or 6 years.
Well, they went one time without me, but that was a technicality.
They went last year, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, that was without me. Now we're there with me. Well, we're fighting to go with me. So hopefully we make it.
Why did they go without you?
Well, because we had so many members that we split the team into two parts.
You. I got you.
And then the second part, we had a draft.
The B team, they won.
We actually had like a draft like high school style, like high school like baseball style, you know?
Oh, okay.
Where I'll take this person and I'll take that person.
I ended up
on the losing team.
Aww.
Yeah. But I paid to go to Vegas anyways to support.
You did go. That's right.
Yeah,
I went to support.
I was there drinking and having a good old time.
Yeah. I didn't have to get out of bed when they did. They had to go play at all weird hours of the night. And I was like, they're like, you coming? I'm like, no, I ain't going to that. That's you got to play at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I ain't going to that. You kidding me?
Kidding, really? Schedule's all around the clock.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. It runs 24/7. It's crazy.
Bill was saying that one day you were telling me that there's just.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or I'm sorry, Vanna.
Yeah, Vanna. Yeah.
Sorry.
Careful. Who's
Camille? I know.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's like if you want to win out there, you have to just sleep and shoot. And sleep and shoot because the way the schedule works is like you have like 4 hour gaps between matches sometimes or 5 hour gaps.
There's no going
it's not like you can enjoy Vegas. You can't enjoy Vegas.
You have to go to
the hotel room, rest up, and then go back and shoot another match, and then go back to the hotel room and rest up and go. But yeah.
Well, speaking of pool, billiards, want to introduce who we got sitting here with us? Go on, Chris.
Huh?
This is your ballpark.
Oh, this is
no
my ballpark. This is DC over here.
DC.
Yeah.
What's going on,
DC?
DC, you're what? 13?
Yes.
13. He's a young Chris Canfield's what he is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, he's crushing
it,
right?
And he's actually in the game.
So right.
I was shooting good when I was 13, but I wasn't in the game.
But you're sitting here because you at the end of June in your age
to play
bracket,
in
the
junior nationals, right?
It is by skill level, not age.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me.
So
you're playing against all kinds of ages.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. You could be playing against a 25-year-old, 35-year-old. You're just playing.
It's only juniors.
So where do they cut off? What's the age cut off?
18 and under.
18 and under.
Well, there you go. Right. So then there won't be any 25-year-olds playing.
But still, that's pretty cool.
You're breaking his stick.
But there still are 18-year-olds that play like 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it doesn't change your
look
skill
like
level.
40-year-old.
It doesn't change your skill. Yeah,
bunch of pool hall
they all
rats.
Got haggard beards, and
you look like you, Chris.
Yeah,
been in the game since birth.
I know.
Yeah,
you already got
got scars all over their faces and
Captain
stuff.
Quinn, put your hand under here. Thresher shark.
Yeah. Tattoos.
Yeah. Tattoos and stuff, yeah. Just grew up on the hard streets of St. Louis.
Places they haven't been yet, Vegas and shit. 10 balls deep.
Right.
Yeah. So, DC, when did you start? You're 13, so how long have you been playing pool?
I have been playing in the APA for about 2 years now.
In the APA for 2 years.
And when did you start playing
so
pool?
So you were 11, so when did you start shooting pool?
When I was a baby, my mom always put me on the table, just move the balls around.
Right.
When I was about 3-ish, 4, she would get a stool where she would
well, you
put
could stand
it around
on or whatever. Yeah,
so I could
practice
just shoot my shots.
Dexter plays pool.
Right. Yeah.
So you were playing on a stool at the age of 3.
Yeah.
You were learning how to work the stick and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
By the time you could stand and see over the table and that, you were ready to play some pool.
Yeah.
So you've been playing since you were 5 or 6, really?
Yes.
On your feet.
It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Did you grow up?
Did you have a pool table in your house growing up?
You had that kind of mom who just made you practice, like a violin player, but different. You play a pool, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah? She got strict with you, huh?
Running drills and everything.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Who cares about your homework? Get down to that pool table.
She's putting you on the Vegas tournament schedule at 4 o'clock. She's waking up. Get up. Pool,
yeah.
Go play now.
Yeah. I remember when I was younger, I was like, that was always. Like I actually had a pool table. I made mom and dad buy me a pool table, but we didn't have a place to put it, so they put it outside on a carport. And I would actually go out in the snow and like shoot pool in the snow underneath
the
carport, and just run. I would be running drills, like setting up like trick shots and stuff like that. Trying to
Chris,
probably 10 years old, something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yet you only got up to the skill level 6.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I stopped somewhere. I've hit a block.
Some fighting words right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Actually, trash talking is maybe 50% of the game.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Does it get heated?
Yes,
I'm sure, right?
Yeah, but...
Even at your level, yes. DC, people taking that stuff really seriously.
But nobody takes it seriously. Everybody knows trash talking is just trash talking.
Just trash talking, right? Yeah. I would hope.
Some people get so angry that they'll break their stits.
Yep, I've had that happen. I've had somebody throw a pool ball through a wall.
Really?
Yeah. Like when you beat them and you're just like stomping them.
But DC, the people in your bracket, your age range, you see them getting mad?
A few would get mad, but not mad enough where they would break stits or throw balls or anything.
Right.
Just the adults, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right.
Just the adults acting immature.
All right.
Having hissy fits.
And it's usually not them being mad at you as much as they are mad at themselves, you know, for like messing up something that they shouldn't have, which is weird because everybody just makes mistakes, so you should just kind of blow it off. And
yeah, I don't like losing.
There's a huge part of the game is like a mental thing.
Yeah.
Once you get in your own head and you start snowballing out of control.
Go on tilt, man.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Poker. Once you start seeing red, it just gets wild. You can't come back from it. So you've already lost the match.
Yep.
So that's like, that's a big thing. Like when you're shooting a match and if you see your opponent and they start seeing red, and you see him start slamming the stuff around or
it's like a poker
whatever.
Game.
You're picking up the vibe. Yeah, you just say to yourself, I don't even have to try anymore because I already beat this guy.
You're in his head?
Yeah.
Yeah. DC, is that how you, at 13, do you know when you're in someone's head?
Yes.
You know when you're in the opponent's head? That's pretty cool.
He doesn't know when he's in his own head, though.
Well, I can imagine you play around. You play with Chris?
Yes. Yeah? Yes, I do.
Do you get in his head? You piss him off?
It's hard to, because all he does is dance.
Yeah. I just laugh and dance a lot. I try to get my head, my game is to try to get my head out of the game. So I tried not to focus on shooting pool.
So you can rely on basic instincts alone.
That's the key. See, I've studied neuroscience a lot over the years.
Oh, here we go.
And there's your muscle memory.
It's an autopilot thing.
And your muscle memory is always right. But your frontal lobes will kick in, and you'll start seeing things around you.
Damn cognitive thought.
Yes, and garbage. Reacting. So you need to get the cognitive thought out of your head and just focus on your muscle memory.
Yeah.
So the way I do that is I listen to music or talk to other people. Like, I don't, like, pay attention to the game at all. And then when I get up to shoot, it's all muscle memory. Just boom, 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 boom. I've already shot this shot 1,000 times in my life, so why would I ever miss it?
It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, it keeps me from getting angry or whatever. You know what I mean?
What is the game of pool, right? The APA, American Pool Association?
Yes.
Right? So, Vanna, there's something in the wall telling us no.
American Pool Players Association.
APPA?
No. Pool Players is one word, I think.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Not in my world, but hey, if you say so.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
With very alcohol infused league, I think.
Right.
Just put 2 P's but change it to 1. All right. So I'm asking though, where, you know, you know, sports, you know, you can make money, obviously, you know, in football and basketball and tennis, you know, individual sports like that. This is the big league, APA.
Yeah.
So is there money to be made? On the circuit?
You would know more about that than
I do. Not so much in APA. Yes, you can win to go to Vegas. Yes, you can win in Vegas. But if you really want to make money, that's when you go pro. Kind of like Shane Van
What does it mean to go pro, though?
Shane Van Boeing is one of the greatest shooters in America.
I never heard of him.
We're not in the scene,
saying,
though. We
it's
don't.
Also not well, a, it's also well, when, not a household name.
Well,
you know
when
I, mean?
I was a kid... the pool was on ESPN.
I remember that. I remember
Minnesota
watching the Black Widow.
Those were the
it
pros.
Still
that it still is. It's just rare.
ESPN 2 or something.
Four.
There's four of them now.
Probably. Wow. And a YouTube channel. Hey.
They're getting closer to the Ocho.
It's like MTV when they
ESPN 8.
Now there's
the
no
Ocho.
Music videos anymore.
Well, I know why, but that's another animal here.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know there was that many ESPNs, but it used to be on the regular ESPN.
So, right, I do remember that.
On, like, Saturday afternoons, and you would see Nick Varner and Jeanette Lee and
so all, the, like, but to all go these. Pro and to make money to get on the, is a pro circuit? It's beyond the APA.
Is it like
to,
a purse situation? To go pro, like you
have to be sponsored. Yeah. Kind of like Predator, that is a very known brand. They make Stitz, Hughes, Loves. They make a lot.
Right, so they're in the industry. I get that. But what does it mean to go pro? And you go around the world?
If you go pro, yes, there's a world tour, a world circuit or whatever, and you're going, you're playing in professional tournaments. So they play by different rules that are a little bit harder.
So, right.
Okay. And then, and but it's like, I think they actually make their money off of the sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right? So are either of you
like,
sponsored?
They'll win like a little purse, but you know if
like look,
it's like a NASCAR.
I'm sponsored by APA.
You are sponsored by APA, yes. So you got the big wigs in your pocket there. That's cool.
Lights Out is another giant name.
River Valley what?
River Valley APA is River Valley what APA. Sponsored by Rob Miller, Jen Miller. And
Rob being
Dan
the guy
Sendings.
At Breakaways I talked to.
Yes, they
He's
are the
River
League
Valley.
Operators.
That's their region.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. They actually just won League Operator of the
he
year.
He was telling me he has like over close to or more than 400 teams.
Yes,
in
probably.
That region alone.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Like this area of the United States, like
is,
this
there's a
this
lot of
tri-state
pool.
Area is huge. For pool,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it is like a lot of people have come out of this area.
Okay, so
people come in the shop all day long.
DC,
looking for
you
cues.
Play for yeah. you play for the Pennsylvania League, which is the River Valley APA. You also play in adult leagues.
Yes,
you play for six different teams.
Yes,
you get around there, dude. You're 13 years old.
Where
what
do you find the time?
Yeah, what's up with you, man? What's going on there?
Yeah.
Usually leads start around 7:30 ish, so I'm out of school and I'm ready to shoot. So I
wow,
just,
you're antsy. By before that bell rings, you're like you're already thinking you had the geometry and what ball you're going to hit where and all that. Really? Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. What about the other kids in school, dude? Like when you talk about this stuff with your friends in school, what do they
you're
say?
You're probably like one of the coolest kids in school.
They just don't know it.
Yeah, I mean, what's
they're just like, man, he's like hanging out with.
So what's up?
Yeah, hanging right. out with all of
your
these
tiger mom was talking to you. What's going on?
I'm on four teams with her.
Your mom?
Yes.
Nice.
I play two teams on Thursday, two teams on Fridays. I'm always there on Saturdays for tri-cups. I'm on two teams
tri-cups?
On Sundays. Tri-cups, regionals. I'm there a lot.
Listen to him. He rouses stuff off like no one's business. I play ping pong.
So yeah, what do your friends think of this?
Yeah, what's the deal? You got friends in the leagues with you? Are you by yourself doing this? There's anything wrong with it. I'm just
curious.
I'm
one of the only juniors in my area. There
but
are
when
a
you
few
tell
others.
Your, when you tell your fellow seventh graders, I know you just got out of seventh grade. You passed, right? You're going on to eighth?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just saying, but I mean, they know you do this? They think it's cool?
Yeah.
Is nobody else in your class that shoots?
Nope.
Wow, that's...
And when you got like an English assignment to write an essay or something, it's usually about pool.
Yeah.
I'd imagine
how to spell the APA.
Right.
yeah. Pool players is actually
math
two
is
words.
He gets a D. No, it's not. What they said. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's, you know.
We actually have a pool table at school.
Is it, what?
Did you have it
what
put there?
What kind of a school is this?
I
have been going to the wrong places my whole life.
We also have air hockey table, foosball
table.
What?
That's crazy.
Wow, you can't
air
have that in school.
The best.
Never had that in our school.
Yeah. No, never.
No
The
way.
Times
no.
they are changing. Do you have an iPad too?
Yes.
Yeah,
because
they give them iPads.
They
give
them
iPads.
I know.
They used to give us MacBooks.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. I just recently found out that they don't have chalkboards anymore. Now there's like this digital thing on
digital.
The
there's no.
It's not even dry erase.
They
anymore.
Don't even
it's
have
digital.
Dry erase marker boards.
No,
that's old school.
All my teachers.
You ever run your fingernails down
it.
The dry erase board? I tell you what. Can't have that.
What?
My math teacher, he uses.
It's the
dry
future.
Erase
the future
boards.
Is now.
Okay. Yeah,
teacher,
they still use dry
use.
Erase. They make you pound the erasers and
he
all
uses
that.
Chalkboards.
Yeah.
I think you have to, right? Or like. I remember my math teacher used to use like transparencies in like a overhead projector.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know what those are.
Yeah,
did you make shadow puppets
we still
with
use them?
Yeah.
No,
oh, okay.
No, I when I was a kid, We bought, my mom or dad or somebody bought a transparent, or like a projector.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And with the transparency slips, bought them at a flea market
That's
or something.
That's good stuff.
So then I would like, I would take them, like in my bedroom, I would take the projector and put like a picture of it and project it up on the wall. And then I would trace it
yeah.
onto the wall.
It's a good way to make murals.
Yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, regular little Viewmaster over here, dude, right? But different.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, back to gun.
Yeah, back to you. Back to you, DC. So billiards and pool.
Okay, back to pro. I was saying about sponsors, Lights Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another giant name brand. I'm actually getting a custom shirt made by them. Jake Lawson, he is the owner of Lights
Out. Shout out to Jake Lawson. All right. Who?
Lawson.
Jake Lawson.
Yeah.
Tiger Mom's over here correcting me.
Yeah.
Jake Lawson, all right.
The Moscone Cup, that is one of the biggest tournaments you can be in, is between America and England.
Canada?
Right?
England? Now, wait a minute. England, they play snooker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Snooker,
but do they still play? Wait. Chris plays nine balls.
Is this like a football versus soccer situation?
Chris plays nine balls. And you play eight ball?
No.
What do you play?
Nope.
I play eight.
Is that like bumper pool?
10 ball, 15 ball.
But you're
snooker.
In these leagues for all of them?
Saratoga.
Hang on. I'm already lost. But when you are in like the River Valley APA, what are you playing?
We play eight ball and nine ball.
Eight ball. Okay. Are you going to these regionals, these tournaments coming up?
I am doing. No. I cannot play in regionals, tri-cups.
Because of
playoffs.
The age?
Yes, because in APA you have to be 18 or older to play, but I got special permission.
Oh. APA, you got to be 18 or older to go out to Vegas
gangster.
And be in the tournaments and all that
yes.
stuff. Is there actually a national tournament for under 18, though? Is there something
yes,
out there?
Yes, that is what I'm going to in June.
What is it called?
It's APA Junior Nationals.
I got you. Where at?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Look at you. And you're going?
Yes.
For sure?
Yes.
Because you've won some tournaments here?
Yes.
All right. No?
Tiger Mom
says you haven't. You haven't
APA.
Won them well enough. She's going to beat you with her shoe in a second. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strict.
Mom's paying the asses, aren't they? Just letting you play some pool, right? Yeah. So do you have friends that ever come over and want to shoot pool with you and they just don't want to hang out with you after 5 minutes with you whooping their ass? You know what I mean?
Right. That was all. That was always a problem.
Stick down.
That's always a problem I had growing up. Like
yeah.
that I was better than all my friends. So it would be like, hey, what do you guys want to do this week? Let's go out to the pool hall. We'd be like 16 or whatever. We'd go to the pool hall.
Smash them, huh?
And then they would just get tired of racking. They'd be like, screw this. Just
I
like,
would
let's
too.
Let's go.
You know, I've been hanging around with Chris.
I was like,
now
what? I'm having fun.
Been hanging
Come
out
on.
With Chris now for a
Why
year and a half.
Leave?
I have not yet even attempted to ask if he wants to shoot some pool over here because why bother? You know, I'll just put my stuff on the pool table and use it for something else.
Yeah, we use it for like farting reindeer sweaters and stuff like that.
Jarrett's laid out all his props over there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
Whatever. But hey.
It has multiple uses.
Well,
it does have the word table. Right
now,
in it.
Now, Chris, what age were you playing pool in the driveway in the snow? How old were you?
I was probably like 10, 11 years
10, 11.
Old.
10, 11. That's when you really got started.
Yeah.
But and you've then, been doing this
and
since
I started,
you were six,
I started
man.
Doing these stupid little local tournaments. Like Boonesboro had like a pool hall for a little while, and it was only like two tables, but it was
right.
And it was like next to the fire hall, like this little
you got to go in there and
little
play?
Thing, and I would go in there. I would skip school, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't listen to this. Cover your ears. But I would actually like.
He is.
I would ask my mother if I could ride my bike to school because I didn't want to ride the bus. And then I would ride my bike to school. And then at lunchtime, when it came, the lunch bell rang, I'd be like, boom, getting on my bicycle, ride down to the pool hall. And then I'd hang out at the pool hall and shoot pool for like half a day and then ride my bike back home.
Sweet.
So nobody ever knew. But that was back in the day when there was no communication. Like, your parents never knew my teachers.
Right.
And nobody ever called or checked on me or anything.
There was no PTA?
No. I would actually tell my buddy. I would tell my buddy Noah. I would be like, hey, because we have biology right after
lunch.
So I'd be like, hey, tell Miss Burley that I felt sick and went to the nurse's office. And then I'd just, like, dip out. I go to the barber shop and get my hair cut. And the barber would be like, shouldn't you be in school right now? I'm like, shh.
It's 10 a.m.
Don't tell
Chris
anybody.
Is living the dream over here. Jesus.
Haircuts and billiards, pal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, wait. So, needless to
but
say.
But I would get in stupid little tournaments over there. Like, there would be like 10 people in town would get in a tournament. And I got my first trophy, actually, when I was 13.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Now.
How'd you explain that?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted that was legit. Like mom drove me over to the trophy on Saturday. Right.
But DC, just back to you for a
second. Riding your bicycle
though.
With the trophy. Just
DC, if you, like, what is it with you, though? I mean, you're playing in these organized tournaments and leagues and whatnot, but you must be like, I can go to the pool hall and, like, hustle this time.
Right.
I mean, who's going to think I can actually win, you know?
Yeah, I don't
go in there and challenge some 21-year-old
dude. I don't hustle or gamble for money. It's usually for milkshakes.
Officially on the microphone.
Milkshakes?
Because we have a ice cream shop right next door.
Okay.
It's still hustling. Yeah. Anyway, the milkshakes cost money, man. Okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to lose my lunch money.
Your league, though, when you play with juniors, are there a lot of other kids around here?
I don't play with juniors and lates. It's adults.
Okay, this thing you're going to in St. Louis, though, is for 18 and under.
Yes.
Are there other kids from this area?
Well, he was saying
region?
There aren't that many. He already had said that.
Not in Pennsylvania, but in Maryland, there are quite a few juniors. Because they actually have junior leagues.
That you're competing
but
with?
But there are no junior leagues in Pennsylvania.
So forget Pennsylvania. No. But where you're competing is here in Maryland. Right? To get to St. Louis? Is there a tournament for that?
No, he's competing
in Waynesboro.
I was sponsored to get to St. Louis.
These two damn states. All right. Don't even mention New Jersey, okay? Delaware. I mean, all fucked up.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Hopefully, it's not. Glad it's not in Philly. Did you hear about that today?
What happened
in
Philly?
Some woman got stabbed over a parking space.
I thought you were saying a pool
fight broke out.
Screwed out the parking space.
I don't know. I guess
I don't like paying attention to the news, man.
Didn't
There's
leave
just
in
always
an ambulance.
Just some kind of.
Why is it always Philly?
Ridiculous. It's not always Philly. It's always Florida.
It's everywhere else, man.
It's always Florida.
Yeah.
Somebody eats PCP and gets their face eaten off. I don't know. It's always
try,
something
they try to
crazy
go swim with the alligators.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, there's just too many people flipping out on people. But I feel like, you know, there's been plenty of this going on for a long time. You know,
you think so?
It's nothing new.
Yeah, man.
It's Philly, dude.
Philly.
It's
Philadelphia,
new.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, they got a jail underneath the football
yeah,
stadium.
They throw batteries at Santa Claus. Yeah. It's Philadelphia, dude. Yeah.
Didn't they boo like a dog or something?
Something like that.
There was like Ren 10-10 came out on the football field or something like that, and
they
people
found a reason to boo
him,
a dog.
Booed him.
You know what the dog didn't give a shit.
Oh my god,
like
that
us
poor
humans.
Dog.
The dog didn't give a shit. Like, whatever. Probably took a dump and left.
Oh my god.
It's like 30,000 people
just
booing.
Just booing an animal.
He starts howling at him.
So brutal.
Yeah. So DC, besides pool, is there anything else you'd like to do?
I played football, baseball, soccer.
You've dabbled in all the sports, basically,
yes.
Yeah? Yeah, you still like to do that, or are you concentrating on this?
I'm mostly concentrating on pool, but I still do the other sports.
You still do? No, nope, Tiger Mom said you don't.
At school, I do.
During classes, haha.
what's considered a sport?
Well, what we're talking about.
Is
it baseball,
I think it's
football?
Good, and it's
Does
awesome.
It have to be
you have something that you're passionate about, and that you like to do, and that your mom encourages you
I think
to do.
Call of
Duty is
being considered a sport now, isn't it?
Is it really?
That's lame.
There's actually
that's
pro
lame.
Gaming now.
Their gaming's a
that
sport.
Is, yeah. That is lame.
Just sit there with a console.
Yeah, that's great.
It's awful.
Yeah, you work on your hand skill.
Dexterity.
Your dexterity. You're full of the big words tonight.
She's good.
You must have ate your alpha brain before you came.
I've been using my brain all day. I'm still in brain mode.
She's fresh from the pawn shop. There.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Down at
I brought
the pawn
her in for some,
shop.
Some podcast therapy. This would be good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys should just have Sublime just rolling in the pawn shop. That song just playing lightly in the background.
I thought about playing that every time she comes on, but I got to be careful with that.
Yeah. There's also the Black Crowes song, Girl from the Pawn Shop, too.
No, that was good. But anyway.
That's true.
Did you want a drink?
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
I got the Cokes in the fridge and all that.
I'm all right.
You good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All
right. Thanks, sir.
Checking on the... You know, halfway into the show, I'm just checking on it out.
Right.
You drink?
Lovely. Lovely those skills.
Although, you know, I did come from
puppet.
I just came from a chamber event tonight, and I met a lot of new people from the Frederick side and also from the Washington County side. And there are a lot of, you know, women-focused things going on. Like, you know, prime time for women is this TV show with focus on women and estrogen and all that stuff. And there's a thing called, not at all. I'm all good. SASS magazine, the editor was there from Frederick.
You guys are getting too powerful,
she,
is what he's trying to say.
She has a magazine devoted to women and all this good stuff, you know what I mean?
In the kitchen.
And I asked her, I said, hey, would you interview a female podcast host. And she said, of course.
My God. That's just her, signing me up for stuff.
I know. I
left
didn't say
and
who.
Right.
I didn't say who. I didn't give her your number.
You're
going to
be
said,
a very busy
you,
person.
Would you interview? Would you like to cover a female podcast host? She said, of course. Now, and I left it at that. I got her card. Okay. See, I checked with you first for the whole world to hear. But you know,
to be fair, you guys do. Fair, there's usually not much that you ask me to do. That
I
I'm
would
like,
not
yeah.
like to, you know, surprise yeah. with this stuff.
It's true. It's
just on TV.
It's
that's
hilarious.
All.
Yeah,
TV's full of surprises.
That's
yeah.
good stuff, though.
Anyway, anyway so wait, back to Mr. Pool Hall here. You know, so this is what you want to do. Are you aiming for the stars? You want to do the whole pro thing?
Yes,
you do, huh? You're only going into eighth grade. You got damn near 4 years left of high school. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Chris, by his senior year, he'll be floating around the world doing this? Getting tutored on the road?
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It is, man.
It is probably. Yeah, you would have to get like homeschooled something or something like that, at some point.
Not
right?
by you, Chris.
Not
I mean,
by
if
me,
anybody
no.
could do it, you know, Vanna could do it.
Yeah, I think Tiger Mom
she's,
could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll learn
she's pretty on top of things,
she's dedicated.
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I picked your brain about pool, obviously, and being a carpenter and angles and this and that. Lots of geometry involved. Do you apply geometry?
Yes, pool is very
it's
much
it's all
about
geometric,
geometry.
Right? And you're good at that. You got yes. your... So as you take geometry in school,
yeah,
you're really
yeah.
good at it, I bet.
Yeah.
Huh? You're
physics.
Pretty sharp.
Yep, I've brought myself into a career where I use it every day. So.
Well, yeah, that's why I know that.
Yeah,
he
yeah
has
you're
it,
only
yeah.
a just, six.
Oh,
told you.
There it is again.
What are you ranked?
A five. I'm a one rank okay. young.
Yeah. I'm one below, rank lower below than me. You.
Wait, we're
below.
Talking about. Hey, wait.
So
we're talking
about
the rankings in pool.
Chris is trying to say that.
Time out. We're talking
he's
about the rankings in pool.
Yeah.
Chris is a six and what?
I'm a six and eight ball and a nine or a seven and nine.
And between a one and a ten.
Between a one and a nine.
What makes you a six?
How come it only goes to nine?
Based on your points. Based on your wins.
Yeah. It's a. I believe the. There's an algorithm to it.
It's a complicated system. Basically, they take your past 10 matches and see how you did, see your average.
Points per match, I believe, is the key. Or points per inning is the key.
If you get like 2-0s, you'll move up.
Yeah. So what happens is, all right.
Tiger Mom is telling you, hell
right,
no, you
right.
don't know what you're talking about.
I would
about.
Like
so
for Vanna to tell
I've
us
I've raised you
rules.
Better than
so
that,
So here is
man.
How, here is
I
how.
I think Vanna should take a minute.
Here is how a handicap works, uh-huh. right? So if you're playing eight ball, and I say I'm a six and he's a five in eight ball, right? That means I need to win four games and he needs to win three or something like that,
nope.
right?
It's a 5-4 race.
5-4, whatever. But
Chris, you suck.
Whatever it
he
is.
He really does.
I just don't pay attention. I just, yeah.
Can but, you, can, wait, time out, DC. Can you beat Chris at pool?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And you've done it multiple times?
Yes.
Without trying hard?
Not in a match.
What do you
bring
mean a match?
On.
A game, a match, whatever you want to call it.
There's a table right here.
You call yeah?
Oh
see? You see
well,
this?
Well,
yeah, you see this?
I think
audio
this is
going to
be a whole thing.
Good luck to
thing,
that.
You know?
Me and Charming going to sit back and do color commentary on a billiard game. Put the GoPro above it and just...
yeah.
Well, hey, he was just on Facebook Live doing a match.
With his Tiger Mom.
Yeah,
I know, and he got like
126
views in like 4 hours later, man.
Yeah, crazy.
We need some hub rub on this shit, man. uh-huh. I tell you what. Oh, look, he's going to check it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's up to 300 now. Yeah, I viewed it for a second. It counts as a view, though, so whatever. You know.
How's your Boston doing?
I don't want to talk about it. Watching the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup final here, and it's not looking good for my boys. No.
The one video has 127 views. The other one has 203 views.
What's the other one? I saw
it's
one.
Pretty
there's
good.
Two different videos tonight of yes. you and Tiger Mom playing.
Right. We go Facebook Live.
You know,
we
you know
like
what it is, though, man. DC
on the Hub Show.
DC, you know they're watching. they're watching it for your mom. Just letting you know the truth.
It's
you know
like
I, mean?
I feel like people have a love hate relationship with the Hub Show. You know.
You think?
I think so. Yeah. I think
sometimes
it's
you do too.
I think it's a you know, but I still want to listen to it. You know.
You get that.
That's just what I'm saying. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I have no idea. I don't
want
to know.
Do you have friends that listen that talk to you about it?
You get the feedback?
I don't know.
You getting feedback?
I didn't work all the time. I don't really talk to anybody.
Why don't you play it in the pawn shop? That's what the what's the
urgent on the care. TVs that you're urgent, trying to sell.
Urgent
I'm
care.
Not, I'm no, not, time like out. We're owned by a corporation.
Urgent Care in Greencastle plays us.
I know all over the.
So I'm like, what kind of pawn shop?
That is true.
What would they know? You just turn off the whatever's up there and turn
just
your
play
iPhone
the
on.
That's true.
When's the last time you listened to the podcast, Charmy?
It's been a
while.
Weeks.
Huh? Is it because you don't like your voice or something? What is it?
No, I just honestly, man, like I haven't really had time. All I've worked.
That is effort, you know. Yeah. I mean, Joe Rogan still, that show is 3 hours long, dude.
I know.
I love his show.
It's crazy.
But after the first hour, I got to check out. Cause I gotta
and he does it,
too,
he does it like 5 days a week.
Yeah.
3 hours.
Crazy, man.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
It's insane.
But he has a
that's
setup
a lot
like
of
this.
Content. Like
a lot. Yeah.
He only has one guest, and they just talk.
And it's it lasts
thing.
For 3 hours.
It's really interesting, though. You get sucked. Not every one of them, but, you know, and I can sit there and listen from, I look up, and it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I still
right.
listen to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't like when he has hunters on. He's talking about hunting.
He talks about hunting a lot.
Yeah,
in the you know.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Omnivore
I get it. He has kind of changed my view a little bit on hunting, like
yeah.
eating the meat that you kill and
right.
everything, and like being, like you know,
yeah.
a caveman type
right.
thing. I
exactly.
mean, it's like
survival,
a,
right.
having respect and forage
yeah,
and all that kind
yeah,
of stuff. And survival.
I'm
like,
okay
I dig
with
it.
That too.
I
don't like the people that hunt for sport and they're killing.
He goes to Montana and like walks through
yeah,
the woods
deep
for
in
like
the woods.
That's cool.
He'll like go
he
on like
right.
a week
yeah.
long hike,
like gone.
Just to kill one like
off
buffalo
the grid
or
do
something.
It right.
And then he brings the buffalo back home and like chops it up and puts
it
in his freezer.
It a whole like spiritual journey.
Yeah, basically what it is.
And then he'll eat the buffalo for like the next 6 months and then goes out and kills another. Kills an elk.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a cool way to live.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's the sport that did you know that America is the number one importer of body parts, animal body parts, because we have a bunch of rich people that go over to other countries and
like
they,
rhino horns.
Animal body parts like from just going on safaris and just killing animals and then they just want a trophy from it and
a giraffe hoof.
They ship them. Over to our country. We're number one in the world.
What would you want?
And we're supposed to be a civilized...
If you wanted an animal body part to hang on your wall, what would it be?
Not my thing, dude.
Like
I'm not trying to be all kumbaya.
A zebra tail? I could go with a zebra tail.
No, it's not my thing, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole taxidermy thing, I think it's kind of really...
How about an alligator, like, its foot?
Alligator head?
Yeah. Or
some people do that,
man.
A lion head.
I see that down in Florida. On these gift shops on the way out of Florida.
Yeah, they have the gator
heads.
Yeah, I hate that. There's so many of them. Like, they just have baskets of them in the gift shops.
Gator
like,
heads.
Well, they had a TV show about them killing gators.
Right.
They have farms just for it.
There was
so
a whole
disgusting.
TV show. So
like, I'm all for a lot of stuff.
It does
taste
delicious,
when it comes to animals and like stuff, it's just not right.
Texture?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, it tastes like chicken texture shrimp.
You wouldn't want to, like, how about a bearskin rug with the head still on?
That'd
be cool, right?
I know, it's only funny in cartoons, you know what I mean?
But I'm okay with, like, you know, if you hunt an animal and, like, you use the fur and stuff for things, like, I'm okay with that. If you're going to use the whole animal, like, but it's, like, you know, the people that are wasting it or they're just, like, you know, like, oh, I killed this lion. You're not going to eat that lion. You just want... You know, to say that
you
killed it, and
it,
then,
it's
and
different
then,
if you're like Luke Skywalker and you have to cut open
recently?
That thing
Somebody
and lay in it so you
don't
freeze to death.
Who went over to Africa and killed the giraffe? That's a big thing right now.
I don't know.
I saw bits and pieces.
Oh, there was a girl. It was a female, right?
Oh,
female.
Is it that
and
famous
it was like,
one? She's always
she
posting,
was like, a,
like,
she was like a, she's like a daughter of some CEO or something, right?
With money, right.
She's
over there anyway.
Yeah, and she went over and
safari killing animals.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
Killed a giraffe. I don't even know why you would kill a giraffe.
Why?
You're not going to eat
so
it.
Cool, man.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, it's senseless.
But you know what is fun to watch on YouTube and Discovery Animal Planet and all that stuff is watching how animals handle the other animals.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's fun to watch. You like watching that?
Yeah right.
Like the
like
chase.
When,
I like
hippos
watching nature.
They
get
back
at
the hyenas, man. That's fun to watch.
There's always that. I like the one thing where it's like the wildebeest, he's like coming up out of the river, and that gator comes up and grabs him by the foot, and he turns
crazy.
Around and looks at his big black eyes. They're like marbles. He turns around and looks at it. And he's like, he got me.
Oh,
Frank, he got me. He's dragging me in.
Do
you
see? You
can see the look on the wildebeest face.
Do you see what say you? What you like? What we're talking about here? Do you give a rat's ass? Oh, you don't care. Animals, man. You like animals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are you fascinated with certain animals or whatever?
I like the Tasmanian Devil.
Tasmanian Devil.
Those are cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you like to really look at the real thing and study them up and all that.
Okay. They live on Tasmania. It is by Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
And nothing like the cartoon.
Nothing
version.
Like the cartoon? No.
They're trying to like little dogs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
They're like dogs. Prairie dogs or.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. What a little was more
the,
furry, right?
Yeah. What was the animals where they had the TV show about them where they kind of made it like it was called Manor. Meerkat. Meerkat Manor.
Okay. Mm.
That was a cool show, actually. Did you ever watch that?
Apparently not.
So the show is like. They actually made it like a reality show, so all the meerkats in the family actually had personalities,
right?
And like they wouldn't talk.
Like
they wouldn't do like voiceover stuff, but they would film the real meerkats, and they would do it like a nature show and be like, Sally just went over to the other camp and she mated with so and so, and now she's come back and they can smell so and so on her, and now they're rejecting her, and she has to sleep outside tonight. Yeah, and it was like a whole reality show that followed meerkats like every day.
But it was like
day.
The real drama of the meerkats.
The real
That's
drama
intense.
Of the meerkats.
That's intense.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of interesting, though.
Yeah. I was sucked in.
Yeah.
I watched it for like 2-3 seasons. it was airing the same time as Big Brother, and I was like, I don't care about humans.
Oh my God.
I want to know what's happening in the meerkat world.
Right? I know.
Like, why do I care what's happening on the Jersey Shore? Right. I want to know what's happening
How
in the plains
she?
Of Africa.
Just engaged.
You know, it's funny, man. Talking about stuff like TV shows and whatnot.
Oh my God. Just to change
gears a little bit. I've been binge watching. My wife got me binge watching Criminal Minds on Netflix.
Yeah,
it goes back years, right? Yeah. My wife watches. I don't really sit down and watch that stuff, but now I've got sucked into it. I'm watching the stuff. You know, movies and shows like that make you paranoid about people, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, and females seem to like those shows.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, I remember way back in the day in the late 90s, man, I remember when we, on A&E, they used to have this thing called a Criminal Justice Files or something like that. And it would be, you know, a whole hour of breaking down the Manson family and Ted Bundy and all the serial killers. And I remember watching that
like, a lot of serial
for like
killer
2 or 3 weeks straight. It was on every night.
I used to get creeped out at Unsolved Mysteries.
Well, I get creeped out watching these shows, man.
That guy.
Yeah, you watch these shows about serial killers for like 2 or 3 weeks straight. You start looking around at people really differently.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I had a serial killer phase.
The documentaries. The cashier of the 7-Eleven. What's that about? You know,
my neighbor's been really big into those lately. So every time I come over, she's watching some sort of crime doc.
It's hard not to get sucked.
She's like,
it.
He did it.
But then you're watching. I find myself
the father
watching people now, man. You know, like,
yeah. Like, there's a lot of psychopathic and sociopathic people. It's usually the people that are closest to you.
It's from watching this stuff.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm trying to say.
Well, we're still trying to figure out.
People that are closest to you.
When she started beating me with the microphone, Chris,
you should see the look she just gave you. You just
know.
I know. Yeah. You can take the little head, the little afro off this microphone and grate me across the face with this thing and be like a cheese grater and just go to town.
Right.
And Chris will probably just sit there and go, holy shit, look what he's doing to Jay.
She's drawing blood.
There's blood spurting up. The podcast murders of 2019. Then she disappears.
Yeah.
Charming wasn't her real
creates
name.
Creates another podcast.
Don't get it, on my bar.
Yeah. The Charming Murders.
The Hub Show.
Podcast murders. That'd be a first. Yeah.
That'd be awful.
Murder on the podcast. It was live, the snuff film.
Is it
the podcast.
Hey, they're doing it on Facebook now. They haven't done it on the podcast
Snuffcast.
Yet.
Oh, my God. Right.
Snuffcast. Yeah. There was a video game. There was a video game that I played a long time ago, too. But I was probably 20 years old or something when it came out. But it was about snuff films. Ugh. You were making snuff films in the video game. Yeah, like the video game would actually say the video game would say like you should play this game in the dark, right? Turn all the lights off in the house. It had like a thing.
What was
at the
it
beginning.
Called?
Oh man, I forget. I still have
it.
Did you ever see that movie 8mm?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I can't watch that. I mean, I did watch it, but I mean that stuff makes my stomach turn because it's so
it's
movie didn't do that well. Because of that reason. It's a really discomforting subject, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nicolas
but that's
Cage,
the kind
yeah.
of stuff that goes on. Like, this area in particular is really, really highly
What's up?
Used for human trafficking.
Oh, I know
like,
that.
Like, all of the stops at the rest areas on the highways have warnings in the bathrooms about human
trafficking. I was told by somebody recently who works for FEMA in this area. that Washington County thinks their biggest problem is opioids, and it's not. But they didn't want to talk about it out loud. The biggest problem with those, with the I-70 and the 81,
yeah,
is human trafficking.
It's a major intersection.
They're pulling over all the 18-wheelers. You don't know what's in the back of those trucks
crazy.
And all kinds of stuff, man. But hey, back to D.C. and billiards. Yes.
Right?
It's getting so heavy
this
here.
It is heavy, man. Okay. This is the Welcome to the World of Podcast. You just veer off, talk about other things. But you know what, dude? That's cool. You're 13. You got a long way to go. Yep. And it'll be interesting to check in with you, and we'll check in with your tiger mom, see where you're at in a year from now, and then all beyond right. and beyond. You know, but keep kicking Chris's ass. That's always cool
yeah.
to hear.
Well,
about,
we
yeah.
played.
Not
we
that
played,
hard to do.
Well, we Aww. Played together.
I dig the dedication.
We played. We, awesome. We played together as actually, a team. As a team last.
You
weekend.
Prefer that, yeah. don't you, Chris?
Last weekend.
So you're getting beat down by a 13-year-old.
We didn't do that good, though.
Look over there.
I mean, we did. We did okay.
You can tell
I guess.
When Chris is playing.
Yeah, we did okay.
Bullshit.
I guess, but
you know. We placed sixth place.
We placed. Yeah. So, how many teams were there?
28.
How many teams?
28 teams.
That's not bad.
Yeah, we got sixth bad. Place. That ain't bad, mm-hmm. I guess. For the first time teaming up together, anything.
Yeah, the last time me and my mom teamed up and we got first place.
Oh. Jeez, in your face, Chris.
Well, well, well.
You suck.
Well, maybe you chose wrong then.
Maybe
I don't
Chris
know.
Was just nervous.
Yeah, he was nervous
to play. And
sure, sure.
Just, he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to show you up or like, you know, he didn't want to, you know, embarrass you or
he
whatever.
He didn't
want
to put it like the pedal to the metal and really throttle your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was being nice.
That's what it was.
Let you down, you know.
See, before the
I was tired. I actually had to
Chris,
go out in the
you
parking
watch
lot.
Him, you,
I actually
Chris,
had to go out in the parking lot and take a nap.
But Chris, when you watch him, he's 13 years old. Are you, I mean, you yourself, who've been playing pool as long as you have, mm-hmm. you see him as a pretty, you're pretty
oh,
impressed.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. He's wow. impressive. Impressive.
I mean, where's he going to be in 5 years?
Who knows?
I mean, that's just nuts, man.
Well, in 5 years, he's going to be still in St. Louis.
Yeah. Year after year after year, racking him up, right?
Technically.
Yeah. Do they give trophies?
Huh?
Do they give trophies?
Yeah, of course they
you
give
make
trophies.
Them a belt. We got to get
oh,
with
oh,
Outbreak
that's what
Wrestling
it is.
And make the, it
oh,
a belt.
Get this. Get this. Uh-oh. Right? So I just found out recently. This has been the past, like, 2 months, right? Mm-hmm. I found out that the Pennsylvania League gives a wrestling belt.
Awesome.
For the person who wins MVP.
Yeah. Who cares about a trophy? You
want
to put a belt
I want
on,
a
man.
Wrestling
yeah.
belt. I don't care
you
if hold
I it up like
I don't
the rock
care I don't
go.
Care if I go to Vegas. I don't care if I get in any tournaments. I want that
belt.
Belt.
So
I
Chris
have
is
been
going to go have a replica
so,
made.
So on Fridays, on Fridays when I go in.
I think you should get a hub one made just like the Iowa belt.
I have been focusing on Fridays.
I think
go
that
in.
Needs to happen.
I go in
at
hot.
At this point, it's gone that far.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Outbreak Wrestling and have a hub show,
yeah,
belt. Show
I think
belt
that needs made. To happen.
The podcast
yeah. But I want it to be a spinner one, too.
A
spinner
belt?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No way.
Be a spinner belt.
Ooh, can't see me. Oh. That's when it all went downhill. Anyway. Bad times, man.
Yeah.
So you eat, sleep, and breathe pool, man.
Yes.
You wake up thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play every day, basically.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Close your eyes, go to sleep, and you just see
you hear the sound
of
the pool
sleep.
Balls hitting each other, and I think he's got post-traumatic
staying
stress.
Up,
from
staying
the
up
pool.
All, note, all oh, night shit. Playing when nobody's looking.
Do you really? Does he? He's out here know. Doing that.
I have apps on my phone for it.
Of course
oh
you do.
Oh, my goodness.
Not quite the same, though, is it, man? Yeah. Look at this kid, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm.
What?
I don't. Yeah, there's oh, but there's video games and apps for playing pool. Of course.
Oh yeah,
and darts too. I've seen that. I mean, you know, you
right?
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you play darts with a phone?
You just
weird.
You just
you,
thing,
break
man.
You break the phone.
Well,
do
you,
yeah,
do you
right?
throw it at the wall?
Well, the Wii. Remember the Wii? Nintendo Wii. They
yeah.
had a game for darts.
And oh,
you,
I love the
you,
bowling.
You,
the bowling.
Yeah,
was
bowling.
Super
everyone
fun.
Loved the bowling.
A lot of fun.
But there was actually a darts one where you
the
took that thing and you did this.
Yeah.
Golf was awesome.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, you know, it's 3 months from now, but Harrisburg Comic Con coming up.
Yeah.
4 State guys. He just hit me up tonight. He got us a nice spot, a 10 by 25 foot spot for us to lounge out. It's the weekend of September 21st.
Are we like full on lounging? We're taking a couch up
I want
and everything?
A full on lounge. Bring part this of that.
A couch,
that,
a coffee
oh
table.
Can we, just,
need more
we could
space.
Play a coffee. We could play like we could play games like Battleship and
Jairus
stuff.
Jairus will be up
Sounds
there.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
Jairus will
have
be
Connect
up there.
Four.
Okay, so he did get it then. Cause
he
no.
got us our spot.
No,
what?
Jairus.
Got what?
Remember,
he's working on his own space there, but I told him, worst comes to worst. we have space, but he should get his own space. He's doing his thing, but it'd be cool if his space was near our space.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. We should be spread. I don't know. You know, but he got us.
So are we near the cosplayers? No, he got us in the
cosplay neighborhood.
Nice.
I'm not exactly sure where, but I'll find out. But this is a big to-do in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in a huge, what is a mall still.
Any word what they're going to do with the Hagerstown one now?
Like I've suggested, like we suggested, needs to put it in the mall here.
Yeah.
With the Dead Sears.
Yeah.
Turn it into their convention. Then all of a sudden, boom, you got restaurants out there and more things to do and movie
theater.
Plenty
of parking.
Plenty of parking.
And plenty of outside traffic.
So, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of eyeballs.
Right.
You know what we should do? We should set up a
Cancun, Bernie's, and Hager Hall all shut down unexpectedly.
Yeah. Where they had the convention here, just shut down.
Just shut down.
The Hager Hall just shut down without, like, what 24-hour notice. Not even that, man.
Yeah.
So.
Does anybody know what happened with that?
I have no idea. That's just the city is trying to sell it. Is all I've heard.
So
they just got tired of it.
That whole place is owned by one.
Just had enough.
They had enough, yeah. I guess. I'm done with this industry. I'm out.
That's crazy.
Hagerstown sucks. And what else they got?
Right.
Jeez.
I know. There's nothing left.
I know. I will say though, that carpet in the Hager Hall, boy. I don't think the thing has been changed since 1975 or whatever,
yeah.
Or shampooed rough. For that matter.
Yeah.
That's rough.
If that carpet could tell stories, I tell you what.
Oh, my God. It's crawling.
Yeah.
It's awful.
You don't want the carpet crawling. That would be bad.
Yeah. That shit's true, though, man. I came back to the Monte Carlo in Las Vegas, my first time in Vegas. I had a bit too much to drink. I don't do drugs and all that stuff, right? You remember that movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Remember he was on acid?
Yeah.
And the I call it the convention carpeting.
The
carpeting came to life. I had something in that glass because I was seeing some weird shit walking through the casino and trying to get to the whatever floor I was on.
Where was this at?
At the Monte Carlo in Las Vegas.
Oh, but
I remember I remember like relating to that part of the movie, going, "Yeah, that's what he was talking about." All this stuff was like coming alive on the carpet, you know.
Right.
And you got the sounds.
You
have all the slot machines going off too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Jesus Christ, you know, crazy man.
He bought a bag of all white Tootsie Rolls.
That's good stuff.
That's racist.
That's wrong. Yeah, it is.
No. Tiger Mom said, eat these. She put the brown Tootsie Rolls over here and the white.
All right, I'm going to.
You know, your
once
mom.
Once you go white, you know what this
is. You know, your mom's so old that I told her to act her age and she died.
Oh, my God. Why are they calling these limited edition? Because I remember these. They've had these out before.
They have?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to chew a Tootsie Roll on the mic. Let's move on. You know, Mindy Sterling got into Chris's shit when she sat down with us at the coffee bar.
Yeah, we interviewed Mindy Sterling and I ate nachos the
down.
Whole time.
She goes, who's chewing like a cow over here? He's over here.
Like, these are the worst nachos I've ever had in my life.
Hager Hall, baby. Hager Hall. Probably been sitting there since the 80s.
It's right. Like stadium nachos.
She's like,
nasty, huh?
Did you know I was in Austin Powers? I'm like, these nachos are horrible.
I'm totally ignoring you, dude. We're well aware.
Yeah, we're well aware.
Anywho.
Scott!
Yeah.
She called. What weirded me out the most about the Mindy Sterling interview was that after the interview was over, she went up to my anchorman doll.
Yeah.
That was sitting on
Will
the thing.
Ferrell, yeah.
And she said, is that Will? And I said,
well, who else?
I didn't know what she was talking about at first.
Yeah.
Because she was looking at, like, Ron Burgundy. And she said, is that Will? And I was like,
that's Ron.
No, that's Ron.
Scotch.
Yeah, and I was like, and then it clicked. I was like, oh, she looks at the doll like it's the real person.
Yeah. She wouldn't see Rocky.
Because
she knows him.
Yeah. She knows Will.
Oh, it's my...
Yeah, yeah, neighbor.
Right?
Yeah.
My dog.
Yeah.
But she's
friends with Will Ferrell enough that she calls.
Oh, it's Will.
It's Will sitting on your table. Like,
that's him. Yeah.
I mean,
he was just here 5 minutes ago.
To me, it's Ron Burgundy.
Interviewed him.
Right.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm.
Mm.
Huh. Yeah.
So what's up with the white Tootsie Roll? It tastes like the brown Tootsie Rolls, or what's the deal?
It tastes way more richer, wealthier. More powerful,
oh my,
like white chocolate
than the dark Tootsie Roll.
Interesting. There's a drop for you. Wow. Man in Black just said no.
Yeah, yeah. It tastes
Shut
like
the hell
it,
up.
Yeah, it tastes like it like beholds power over top.
She's
of
oppressive.
The dark, she's even oppressive PC in the
power
afterlife.
Over the dark Tootsie
She's
roll.
Being politically correct in the afterlife over here.
The white Tootsie Rolls.
the white Tootsie Rolls, the captain of the ship.
Oh, good Lord.
The regular Tootsie Roll is down on the rows. They're rowing it. With
the white Tootsie Roll is more sweeter. It's
is it?
More flavorful, but the brown Tootsie Roll is dull.
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Wow. See how long this podcast lasts. Thank God we're not on Twitter, dude.
You're right.
We've been roasted a long time ago.
Yeah. God. I'm going to get some messages on Facebook about this.
All right. You know what I can't even go.
I can't even go on Facebook and like say a joke and people think that I'm like, oh.
Man, dead serious.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I know.
Like,
I know.
I'll just say like something off the wall and people are like, oh, my God, I didn't know he was a racist.
Wrong.
Like,
it's wrong. It's wrong.
What are you
man.
Talking about? Like I'm making a joke.
I don't know, man.
You don't know what a joke
Whatever.
Is?
But still. Then we're going to wrap this baby up, keep it short.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
it's like, all right, we've had enough.
Yeah, no, you guys are all chewing Tootsie Rolls in my ear over here and everything else.
I held the microphone away.
Did you?
I did.
Plus, you're tired, I can tell. You're starting to talk slower and whatnot. It wasn't a Tootsie Roll.
It was...
The hell's in these
I
things,
don't know.
Right?
I don't know what it was.
I think we could wrap this show up and play that Mindy Sterling interview just for a little blast in the past.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and maybe it'll run some bit of charming backwards. I haven't done that yet. I have heard it myself, though. It's pretty interesting, yeah. Put some tubular bells behind it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The old possessed one over here.
What the
hell? Be cool, huh?
Yeah.
The podcast for 5 minutes backwards.
Right.
Who wants
Jesus
to do that?
Christ.
I do. Okay. Sounds fun.
It sounds interesting.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I'm having a blast with that. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But hey, next time on the show, we got Matt Burns coming back, Mr.
Woo!
Pop Culture.
Okay.
He's got lots of things going on. It's the summer coming up.
He's got a lot to plug.
And making movies and all kinds of good stuff. So he'll be back.
Cool.
Funny laughter and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
It's going to be great.
Matt
and then,
Burns.
What else?
Lots going on TV. We got the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens coming on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got a lot of good
23rd,
stuff happening.
23rd, we have Josh Webb.
Josh Webb's coming on.
Plug to your dreams.
He has a nice story.
Who's Josh Webb?
He runs kind of like
He's been to the bottom. He's worked his way to the top. Yeah. And he's helping other people. When I say bottom.
Outreaching in the community. Yeah. And, okay. you know. Yeah. He's Chambersburg based.
But sounds like he might be fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, talk
he's doing
about
good
it
things.
Fun. Yeah, doing
so.
Good things. There you go.
Big thanks for
big
inspiring.
Thanks.
There you go. So, Josh, shout out to you. We'll see you next
23rd.
Well, 2 weeks, 23rd, a week and a half from now. Yeah. Forget my dates. We're already in the middle of June here, dude. This is nuts.
It's insane.
6 more months till Christmas. Good Lord.
Why would you say that?
Because it's true.
Yeah. I gotta get shopping.
Start shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Online.
What's a gift for DC? I mean, it's all pool related. This kid's nothing but pool, man.
Yeah, you just get him a stick.
Does he have a magic 8-ball? Will I win this tournament?
He does.
No,
yes,
but I have.
You do have a magic 8-ball, don't you? You use it. You should bring it. You should bring it like a voodoo doll to the games, the matches. You know, just ask him. You know, will this guy win? And shake
I have
it?
A magic 8-ball that has a flawless record, but I've only ever used it 2 or 3 times.
Jesus Christ!
I know where it is.
It has a flawless record against you.
Yeah, like a no, not against
like
me.
It's
for me.
Answer.
For you. Okay.
Yeah, it's
that's
a,
what's
it's
flawless.
Positive.
I got you.
Yes, every time I ask the 8-ball something,
yeah.
I flip it up, then it actually comes true.
So he only,
but I've only
uses
ever used
it in super hyper crucial
that's right.
situations when it really matters.
I'm not asking it anything stupid. I'm only asking it when it matters.
Will I win this
Am
pool
I
match?
Am I going to die tomorrow?
Yeah. Ask again.
Yeah.
Charmingly so. Holy shit. Jay, do not invite her back on the show. Do not invite her back on the show.
That's good stuff.
I know. Right?
Just kind of strike some fear in you guys' hearts.
Trust me. Again, like we talked about, we don't know what's up. I have no
it's
idea.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Hey, check out this knife I got at the pawn shop.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's got a really nice serrated edge. It's really great.
Yeah, it has a compass on the handle.
Can you read this inscription?
I'm getting freaked out, though. I'm going to start scooting my chair a little
further.
Look,
if you spin the handle, it has a fishing line in it.
Oh,
hook.
My God.
She's over there batting the palm of her hand with the microphone like, I don't know these things.
Yeah.
Why are you so afraid of me?
I don't know. It's the name. It's a juxtaposition.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I never thought about it, but the carnival was just in town. And I bet you that they don't, like, you can't win a Rambo knife at the carnival anymore,
I mean,
right?
Probably not.
When I was a kid, we used to win the Rambo knife.
The big Bowie knife.
It was the actual Bowie knife.
Yeah, it had, the, like, the compass on the top, and you could screw it open, and it had, like, all the stuff down inside of it with, like, a little file and some fishing line. And
Charmy's got a couple of those.
No.
Charmy has an arsenal in her trunk. We didn't even know about it.
It had like the serrated edge on the one side and the sharp edge on the other. But you used to like be able to like throw the ping pong ball into like the fish things and whatever and win a knife.
Fish asses.
Win an actual knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Dang.
People getting stabbed at the carnival. It only takes one to ruin the fun.
Supposedly charming folks, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Fun and games, folks. Fun and games. All right. Let's wrap this baby up. Check it out. We got Mindy Sterling interview. It's funny. Check it out from the Comic-Con. And then a little bit backwards charming.
All right.
Backwards hub show.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Mar-Hitch.
You'll like this. whatever you want to call it. DC, good luck to you in St. Louis. When you go there?
End of June.
End
the
of 26th June.
Through the 1st.
All right, we're going to hear all about it. We're going to post it on the Hub Show, Facebook, and all that stuff.
Now
and
you can tell all your kids you were on.
And Chris,
the
you got the big one coming up. The regionals.
I'm even cooler than you.
Shut up. The regionals coming up for Nine Balls Deep.
Oh, my God.
This Sunday.
Shut up.
You're just
the aggressor.
You're
going
to talk about Rambo knives a second.
Right.
And then they have squirt guns and all kinds of pinatas.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
Good times.
Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmin Grissette, and DC. We're out of here. Hub Show later.
Later. Bye.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Bring in the fan box.
Here you go. Can you hear me?
We're loud, Chris.
Are we?
Here we are. Hub Show, we're back. Jay and Chris, we got Mindy Sterling in the house. How are you, Miss Sterling?
I'm good, thank you.
All right.
Somebody's just chewing like a big old cow eating some candy.
That would be Chris.
Yeah.
How's it going here at the Four State
Comic-Con? Yesterday I was eating nachos into the mic. So,
oh, that's nice.
It seems to be a theme.
It's a natural thing we bring to the podcast.
Eating, yes. No, it's good. It's picked up a little bit.
Since yesterday,
definitely. I have to leave soon, so if you're listening, please hurry up and come out here.
Yeah. All right, Mindy Sterling, we all know you as Frau. You're on iCarly. We love your work.
Thank you.
Especially as Frau. I mean, I was watching that the other night just to get ready to talk to you. So
I
watched Goldmember. That was classic.
Oh, thank you.
Good time. Those are good times on that set, I bet.
Yes, I'm lucky. I've had a lot of good times on a lot of sets.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
I know. I hear you. What's on the slate for Mindy Sterling? Anything coming up? What's going
on? Well, I'm recurring in The Goldbergs.
Okay, so that's right.
I've been doing that, and I have another Comic-Con I'm going to next weekend in Thunder Bay, Canada.
Okay, making your way to the Great White North. Yeah.
I will be doing that. And I'm going to rehearse for a play that I'll be doing in December in L.A.
Okay.
So I'm keeping busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, you like being on the stage, right?
I do. I love theater and, everything
else. You taught the Groundlings, right?
I'm from the Groundlings, and I my background is improv, and I love improv.
Yeah.
I love it to death. Right. So I still go over there and play and do shows every now and then. And
Adam Carolla was talking about you on his podcast like a week ago.
Are you serious? What did he say?
He just was talking about how they remembered going through your class. And who was that other guy? Kyle Dunnigan or something like that?
Kyle was in my class, but I don't think I had Adam, did I? I had Adam.
He mentioned you.
He did mention you.
I think he made
the first level. I don't think he got picked up for the second.
Yeah, he didn't make
second
the
round.
Yeah, he didn't make the Sunday.
But Kyle Dunnigan, I loved Kyle. He was really very funny, and I'm a huge fan of his now.
Who all have you taught?
We got some time.
I've taught. On SNL. I have taught Maya Rudolph.
Nice.
I have taught Chris Kattan, Sherry O'Terry, Mikey Day, who is on there now.
Mm-hmm.
I have taught, Lisa Kudrow and I were Groundlings together.
That's when Carolla went. Carolla mentioned her, didn't
she? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just a lot of wonderful people. Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Good times.
Yeah.
That's great.
You started out in Groundlings out there in L.A.? I mean, what's your history as you started in Groundlings?
You found out you were so good at it, they just made you a teacher? Is that how
No, you got to go through a whole program. There is a whole structure and a program at school that you have to go through and train. Mm-hmm. And, yes, and then I ended up teaching and directing some of the shows, and you're up being a really important part of the program. It's one of the best training places in terms of developing characters and writing sketch comedy and improv.
And the talent that's come out of there is tremendous. I know. And it keeps coming. Everyone from Pee Wee Herman on up. Yeah. Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Have you guys been to L.A.?
I was in L.A. for 16 years.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I just moved to Maryland about 5 years ago. I was out in the valley and everything. So I know your brother Mark, by the way.
No.
I don't want to bring it up, but I know
him. Everybody knows Mark.
I know Mark, t-shirt guy up on Ventura Boulevard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So if I say that.
Say Jay. Hi, Shu. We'll talk to you after.
Okay, give me a card or something. Yeah, yes. Something, oh, my God, how funny.
Small world, huh?
Small world.
Big but small, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true, yeah.
That is true.
But I remember hanging out with Mark, and I learned a lot about your upbringing, kind of, sort of. I don't know. He has a lot of pictures on the wall with Muhammad Ali and everything.
Oh, yeah, my dad. Yeah. Yes. Well, we're really a very close family, so... Yeah, so we do that kind of stuff. We like to keep in touch. I saw him not too long ago. Mm-hmm. It was a part of his fundraising for the LLS organization in the Valley.
Yep.
So, yeah, we keep in touch.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm funny.
That's right. So shout out to Mark Sterling.
Yay, hey, Mark.
If he even listens. Right, but hey.
Mark.
Well, Mindy, hey, I know you're busy. Your time is short here. You're getting ready to wrap up. So we'll want to appreciate you coming on the show with us.
Thanks, you guys,
giving us
so
your
much.
Time. Thank you. And we're going to come over and do some business to get some autographs. And
all right, you got it.
All official. Mm-hmm. Mindy Sterling, folks, thanks for coming on.
Woo, thank you.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grisette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.